Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. A level of disbelief, but what I describe to you is true. One message. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Wednesday, April 10, 2019 at 10:56 a.m. 2. Website at pause.com. CC, Andrew Spieldenner, PhD, pause blog writer, aspieldenner at gmail.com. Note, this email has boomerang email tracking enabled. It has the boomerang RESPONDAVLE status of likely to receive a response, and I am expecting that response within a week, or this email will be sent every week until you get it. This is a community affairs matter that should be addressed by the community, and there is absolutely no possible way to avoid this situation. Absolutely no way to avoid the moral agency of these matters. You have been given this, I expect professionalism. Thank you. This email will be publicly filed. http://webdomains.realapuman.net/pause.com/until further notice. If I never receive a response, this will be moved to a different location that you really don't want to remain, as you are showing to be part of the problem, not the solution, do you? Image.png. Dear Pause Magazine. There is no easy way to describe this situation. It is complex. That complexity means that one has to pull together an open mind to receive a point of view with an understanding that I did not fully write these evidence, I did not plan this, I did not make this drama up. I am providing a foundation of understanding that collectively as full spectrum overview shows something extremely wrong, and there needs to be an acknowledgement of these circumstances instead of burying these facts under the rug. That is not the direction we can allow or tolerate, and I will explain why in my final conclusion. What you are about to be exposed to is showing live. You can trust this story and understand the links that I hold is what I have pulled together. The emails I have written to resolve or an explanation of why there is a bias against talking about these truths. That is what my emails are written and archived under my internet domain's attempt to gain perspective of. It is up to the community to first acknowledge these circumstances that in fact has greatly harmed our community and individually me. I attempted a different point of reference storytelling and was claimed to be on a rant. Actually, it is not a rant that I am on. What I am seeking is someone to take the understanding view as I have to this complexity, because they are in fact impartial and have disinterestedness to not be a source that knows about what is going on and will at all cost keep this a dangerous secret instead of exposing it for what it is. Haters run amok and have been allowed to win. These haters are the leaders in charge of the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies that there is corroborating evidence that I did not author. This evidence is convincing enough that someone needs to place a correction in view so that these harms against the community are terminated. Attempts to bring this forward, at the social services level and my doctor levels, I am the status of hashtag hyventreatable because no one, no doctor, will bring the truth forward and help me resolve these matters. All services and doctor care now at my reach terminated instead of this conspiracy terminated, something has to give and it is me that will die if I do not have any doctor care that can be truthful. Is that introduction serious enough for someone to respond a response of responsibility upon these matters? Respond-a-response-of-responsibility.png. Now, this image reflects that I own an internet domain name that is quite shocking perhaps to be exposed to. But did you know that on LinkedIn, there are actual, in operation, company name profiles, registered and licensed, with the word, fuck, in them? You can perform your own search, fresh search, on company name profiles that contain, fuck, in them. Such examples include, but not limited to, fuck cancer, fuck yeah astrophysics, fuck racism, and fucked up design. These links are valid in operation company name profiles on LinkedIn. Fuckedupwoman.net is just an extension of this professional standard found on LinkedIn. You may want to consider my links rant class. They are not. What they represent is storage of events and circumstances, and emails are my efforts to right wrongs, maintain commitments, and to follow some words of guidance from 1750s in the chapters of happiness that have many citation publications of the time. This is a plain unvarnished tale dealing with a hate paradigm embedded in the Ryan White Care Act social services industry that has crossed over region to region. There must be a strong counsel, at my reach, as thy reprimands are in the domain name itself. If there is no counsel that will view this with heart and compassion that we cannot allow haters to win, can we? You may want to classify a reprimand as a rant, so be it. But you are not understanding the foundation content that is under this domain. Hashtag wordstallaby, circa 1750s. This is a written page with an embedded YouTube video towards to the top of the page. Title. Hashtag wordstallaby, circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence. A note about the links that are being provided in this email to content served on my internet domains. It is using a tech spec available to internet domains called Dynamic Subdomain, URL Addressing. Most internet domains, 95%+, have this tech spec feature disabled. And many web admins complain when this specification of internet traffic is activated accidentally. It is a valid mode of operation available to internet domains, and I just happen to have this feature activated intentionally. If you check the Google search results for links that have been indexed, you will see that even Google accepts this standard as a method of URL addressing. All of my internet domains are Sitevisor cleared safe to browse. Site 1, Site 2, Site 3, Site 4. Here are the words to live by circa 1750s that have many published citations. As I said, I did not fully author this myself. This is a foundation of what we should be seeking and what I am acting in the documentation details that I hold as a historian, a plain unvarnished tale. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom? Go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things, make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart. Forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words. Thy virtue prove, go act as well as prate. And then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail, anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. --. Excerpt for words of Pope Francis call to our nation in front of Congress September 2015. At GRUUP 2016. Great reasons us, you there, I here, and all visiting guests and students of learning here along with Pope Francis. Will unite peace. Closing square bracket. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percha, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. Closing square bracket. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Niansipo Wisdom Not _ Design. Adinkra Wisdom Not. http://gruup.net/resources/adinkra.symbols/potapo, Not of Reconciliation, peacebuilding.jpg. Now with that made is the foundation of what we ought to be doing here. One more relational understanding between at Pause Magazine and myself at GRUUP on Twitter. Recently, it seems, someone has put to a data collection a NODEXL report on at Pause Magazine. Actually several have been compiled. Perhaps someone had been paying attention to the tweets and activity and these NODEXL reports yield some surprising results. Pause Magazine, Twitter, 1 April 2019, 2 hours 24 minutes and 35 seconds a.m., 192,235 NODEXL graph. http://nodexlgraphgallery.org/pages/graph.aspx. Graph it equals 192,235. April 1, 2019 The graph represents a network of 1,753 Twitter users whose tweets in the requested range contained Pause Magazine, or who were replied to. You visited this page on the 4th of April 19. Top influencers, top 10 vertices, ranked by between a centrality. At Pause Magazine. Smart tweet. At GRUUP. Smart tweet. At Sano2Hiv. Smart tweet. At Renhakidis. Smart tweet. At BenrianWriter. Smart tweet. At AlyssaRentoft. Smart tweet. At Zizelnaski. Smart tweet. At MPCaps. Smart tweet. At Kaborgi. Smart tweet. At Zomavrodi. Smart tweet. Top URLs in tweet in G6. 7. http://ryan-white-care-act.fuckedupwoman.net. 7. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckedupwoman.net. 7. http://foothylaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net. 6. http://www.siteadvisor.com/siteport.html. URL equals fuckedupwoman.net. 6. http://cascadeaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net. 6. http://desertaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net. 6. http://webdomains.fuckedupwoman.net/hiv.gov/. 4. http://twitter.com/grewup/status/10977404363685766512. S equals 19. 3. http://webdomains.fuckedupwoman.net/pause.com/whatthegovernmentdoesworkorg. 2. http://www.votervoice.net/trp/campaign/62359/respond. Top domains in tweet and entire graph. 2460 pause.com. 647 twitter.com. 82 sumal.com. 80 fuckedupwoman.net. 43 hepmag.com. 36 bit.ly. 36 usa.gov. 28 how.ly. 26 realhealthmag.com. 23 facebook.com. Top domains in tweet in G6. 132 twitter.com. 80 fuckedupwoman.net. 12 youtube.com. 10 grewup.net. 8 how.ly. 6 siteadvisor.com. 5 realupwoman.net. 4 facebook.com. 4 glassdoor.com. 3 business.site. Top hashtags in tweet in G6. 23 HIV. 20 conspiracy exposed ruminate gossip. 8 prep. 8 hive untreatable. 7 endive. 6 rx. 6 aids. 6 ask pause. 5 fundive. 5 endive epidemic. Now with that expressed here, let me get into the details of my personal experiences that have been documented and then confirmation of these points of experiences to the social services themselves to be the source of this hate. Remember, this is not myself authoring these confirmation sources. What is described below follows the logic that there is an embedded hate paradigm that is affecting the client level of quality of care and has been demonstrated by my personal experiences to be personally involved, not external of it, in direct provider medical care. Be sure to listen to the audio playback of an email to Dr. Andrew Spieldenner, PhD, called "When the Government Does Work" is the introduction of what is needed to apply here. I am prepared! !! You can request a copy of this email for yourself to read. We are not going to intercede with a blank slate. It is not going to work that way. Taken the NotExcel report into view, it can't be held that I am not here interface to your tweets. We must unite to explain this, to correct this, and you all ignore me to a fault that I am justified angry. I am tired to being the nice one and getting nowhere because of a secret conspiracy. Dr. Spieldenner's words written in this referenced article is just that these emails must receive a response upon them. For I am here in that debate and I am here in that effort, and I am here in that disappointment that no one can uproot the source of this, the conspiracy, and I am left to have no HIV care because the hate embedded in this secret agenda that has been long standing must be unwound, unbound, and undone. It creates this record of reviews against the social service agencies. Glassdoor reviews collective region to region research directory. http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spieldenner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.webdomains.realapwoman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views/. Note the change in the URL. TXT Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.sa.html the 25th of October 2018 310186K. C. Disappointment and Mendacity. The 22nd of September 2015. Helpful 4. Cascade AIDS Project Logo. Disappointment and Mendacity. ...... Former employee, not safe to disclose in Portland, OR, US. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict-avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve, show less. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public health care model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative white middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. For that review, it was live on Glassdoor since 2015 until I started making noise about it in 2018. What happened was one of you people attempting to cover up a conspiracy flag that review is inaccurate when it actually is accurate. This forced Glassdoor to take the position that the original author was contacted to confirm the review. Because most likely this reviewer did not feel comfortable with the level and sustained hate and retaliation you all employ against those who have a voice of change. This review currently is pending with Glassdoor interface returning to live status per my discussion email with Glassdoor. If the original author can be found and persuaded to confirm the details of this review, the review will go back live. In that effort, I will place a copy of this email to Pause Magazine Online in what appears as your content folder. If the original author is listening, or alive, hell, you may resort to any kind of possible retaliation methods to suppress the truth. No more Glassdoor and other reviews found that results to exactly personal experiences I have dealt with. Number 1, Foothill AIDS Project 2007, interface with mental health program director Howard Newsom involving the events that transpired in Oakland, California. These events that transpired in the year of 2004-2005 an eviction case in 2006 WG06266106 was horrifying to live through. The best way to introduce you to the truth is to bring forward a mental health advocacy letter written in 2007. This after my care was stolen from outside of my parents' home, where I write today, and abandoned at the address of my father. This, after I started a blog space to document my story, started December 26, 2006. The events of the theft of my vehicle were to convey a message to which I have never and will never, shut the fuck up, this letter was issued. http://pause.com.pausemagazine.andrew-spieldener.hate-conspiracy.will-you-follow-words-to-live-by.will-you-follow-words-of-pope-francis.foothillaidsproject.fucked-up-woman.net/. Mental Health Advocacy Letter Gen 2007.jpg. Image.png. Now to describe the events in Denver, Colorado, starting with my residency there in April 2014. I brought the mental health advocacy letter written by Dr. Howard Newsom to the attention of the Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, in my case management when I moved to Denver. This letter was not recognized in my case management. Of course, these are documented on as well. community.grewup.net/01/community.grewup.net/01d/. http://twitter.com/grewup/status/807111731562606592. @grewup. Hashtag conspiracy exposed. Revised filed copy of this real case. Denver civil case number 16C70106. Pillar Property versus me, James Driscoll. 10:36 p.m. the 8th of December 2016 from Denver, CO. Filed under penalty and perjury in court that this conspiracy has internal HIVCOMMUNITYTENACLES not external to it. Without being able to identify the persons at the top of this conspiracy in December, I negotiated for a move-out date of an eviction that should never have happened. The haters have been allowed to win. But I stayed in town and I was able to identify the source. I named Jamie Villalobos, second tier in leadership charge of the Colorado Health Network, to be the source of this 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me leading to eviction. It was in a Facebook Live recording July 6, 2017, in a reenactment of events that transpired the day before. This when Mr. Villalobos tipped his hate hands and emotional steadfast and did something out of character. I describe it in the video. I was at that point living in my car and in town attempting to resolve matters with Colorado Health Network. They would not budge and the haters still remain on their throne and winning. So I left town Denver back to my hometown of San Bernardino, where once again I write this today as a refugee status from haters that will not stop hating on me. The Glassdoor reviews did not appear online until 2 weeks after I had to leave town. You can direct link to the Glassdoor reviews for yourself. http://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.72.htm. imgqr-colorado-health-network-reviews-glassdoor-layout.jpg. image.png. img://colorado-health-network-reviews_glassdoor-stayaway.png. image.png. The reason why Foothill AIDS Project is listed on the domain mentioned here is a Google review and personal experiences dealing with staff. The Google review of this Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agency. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of my argument that this problem that I am introducing here along with my very own story plight from hate needs some corrective adaptive address from the top down upon the agencies. Google reviews-Foothill AIDS Project sanbernardino.png. image.png. I am told that Aaron Jacobson is a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. You can pull up the live Google review by searching on Google, Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. And when I brought this review to the attention of my last doctor, he terminated services instead of bringing forward this truth into a discussion. Even though the AMA Journal of Ethics says that the doctor is responsible for repairing difficult patient-doctor relationships. http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spiel-denner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.dr-eric-tomomi.shigano.fuck-tupuman.net. img, /hyventreatable-qr.png. image.png. The QR code URL link in this image is http://cdc-info.contact-form.hyventreatable.because-of-haters-bin-allowed-to-win.when-can-i-have-my-life-back.conspiracy-exposed-erminate-sossip.dr-eric-tomony-shigano.fucked-up-woman.net/browse-random-some-messages-percent5b1-10%5d.html. So far no response from the CDC to my contact from inquiry because of this hate conspiracy. Is hashtag government sponsored hate, and the haters have been allowed to win. This link above can be as easily referenced as http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spiel-denner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.dr-eric-tomomi.shigano.fucked-up-woman.net/browse-random-some-messages-percent5b1-10%5d.html. Please do not insult my intelligence and tell me that this conspiracy of hate does not exist. It must be terminated. It must be acknowledged, it must be unwound, unbound, and undone. If we do not follow this logic, the mass gun shootings that are directly referenced as an erosion of trust will keep happening in the digression of our society that this social services hate paradigm interface, not just HIV, AIDS-related social services are a major chunk involved in the erosion of trust of our government all the way down to each other. http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spiel-denner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.community.group.net/22/YouTube video presentation of this Washington Post article. How the erosion of trust leads to murder and mass shootings. And this is the capper, this advice offered here, should be performed. Industry-wise, region-to-region, agency-by-agency until you denounce. The policy that you enacted long time ago is terminated. Desert AIDS Project, Palm Springs, CA Regional Service Area. Index of. Hashtag WordStala B, circa 1750s, hashtag Secretsto Happiness. Email. Glassdoor Review Desert AIDS Project if you have integrity for the AIDS patent goals we're. Glassdoor Review Systemic Problem Ryan Whitey SO Service Orgs. Index. Twitter. Hashtag Conspiracy Exposed, correlated by Glassdoor Reviews 2015-2018 Nationally Systemic. http://www.glassdoor.com/review/employee-review-desert-aids-project-rvw836859999.htm. October 20, 2015. Helpful 5. Desert AIDS Project Logo. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons, mostly to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. October 6, 2018. Desert AIDS Project Logo. Community Health. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time. Pros. Beautiful building, meet great people. Cons. This is the worst place I ever worked. They speak of self-care, yet cause you stress. Management pretends to care when they are in your face. No need to complain, nothing gets done. The only way to deal with them is by hiring a layware to get their attention. Advice to management. Learn how to manage. In my attempt to clarify the first Glassdoor review in a 5-week Twitter DM conversation with Sue Lowe, digital content manager, she ended up blocking me on Twitter at the end, even though she apologized for other agencies doing the same at the beginning of this conversation. This instead of denouncing hate. I caught the hypocrisy firsthand. This record of the DM chat in its entirety can be browsed and read by any public viewer. It also has spoken voice text narrative due to its length. You will have to perform a read follow along if you want to link to the provided content in the written log. Thank you for overviewing the digital record. This represents the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the absolute moral truth, the absolute real up human moral truth to these circumstances. dmchat.html. Time to build peace. http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spieldenner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.group.net/. Ruli spiritual paths all meet in the middle.jpg. IMG truly spiritual paths all meet in the middle commented.png. image.pnimage.pnimage.png. http://pause.com.posmagazine.andrew-spieldenner.hate-conspiracy.will-u-follow-words-to-live-by.will-u-follow-words-of-pope-francis.fucked-up-woman.net/. Image.png. 9 attachments. Image.png. 58k. Image.png. 787k. Image.png. 1032k. Image.png. 66k. Image.png. 700k. Image.png. 196k. Image.png. 161k. Image.png. 36k. Image.png. 115k.